Joining me here on the line today, Rene Bracea, the first round draft pick of the Riders from the LFA Mexico draft, old lineman, taken sixth overall. Rene, first off, congratulations on being a draft pick here.
Thank you. It's a big opportunity that I'm looking forward to going over there and work.
Tell us about the whole draft process. When did you first hear about it?
I heard it about 2 months ago. I wasn't really planning on playing the LFA, the Mexican League. And when I heard about the agreement between the CFL and the LFA, that got me interested, and I registered for the LFL tryouts. And that's where I found out about the CFL tryouts that were going to be in January. So I never stopped training and preparing to play football. And the last 2 years I've been playing arena football, and I heard about this opportunity, I just kept on working and went this last weekend.
So the combine this past Sunday, and then draft day on Monday. Now, come draft day, did you know that Saskatchewan was interested in you at all?
I talked with somebody from the team already. I heard about the team, but yeah, I was expecting anything to draft me.
So your name gets called. What was it like to have your name called in the draft?
It was a very special occasion, very special moment, because this is an opportunity that I've been waiting for and looking for since I got out of college. And if for us Mexican players, it's very hard to get looks in the States, in Canada, because we don't have a lot of media coverage here in Mexico, and well, less in the States or Canada. So this agreement between the two leagues is a very good and important chance for Mexican players to get looks in Canada, first in Canada, and I think this year, these players that got drafted in CFL, we're paving the way for a project that is gonna have a great future for foreign talent, not only from Mexico, but maybe in the future from other countries.
Paving that way, what does that mean to you?
It means not just going to training camps with any CFL team, but making it to the roster and being a starter. That's what I'm looking for, because that's gonna prove to all the Mexican players that are gonna go to the LFA and then to the CFL trials and draft in the next seasons. That's gonna prove that they can do it. You know, so that's what paving the way means for me. Paving the way. And showing the example of that they really have a chance by working hard, you know, having discipline, the training in out of the field, they have a really good chance to play and to go to the next level. You know, because here in Mexico, you play college and you don't really have any other opportunity to keep playing football.
Now, do you happen to know anything about Saskatchewan at all?
Well, I did a little research about all the teams, all the cities from the teams in the CFL. And yeah, I mean, I just saw pictures of the surroundings of the city, the location of the city in the country. It was a little research.
So what's next for you? Are we going to see you at any mini camps at all, or a training camp?
Yeah, from what I understand, the teams that draft me, they're going to keep on looking in my game through the season, because I have to play the LFA season this spring. So after the season ends, the team has two options. Either sign me directly to the team or take me to the minicamps that they're going to have in May. And from then on, I will have to pass their filters.
All right. Well, Rene, we wish you nothing but the best and good luck with this. And we can't wait to see you in green. Thank you for taking time to talk to me today.
Thank you. Thank you to you.